The transportation industry is also taking a hard hit. Travel is at a virtual standstill along the East Coast because of Sandy. Up to 15,000 flights have been canceled. Amtrak service in the Northeast is shut down again today. And crews are just beginning to assess the extensive cleanup work needed to clear tracks and roads. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Travelers across the Northeast have been going nowhere fast. Some who thought they were getting lucky got halfway home before hitting the end of the road.
I mean, it is nice. At least we're still together.
It would take a honeymooner like Erin Lentz to find the bright side. She and her new husband spent a blissful honeymoon in Hawaii before things suddenly turned. Waking up Saturday to a tsunami warning siren and evacuating their hotel was just the beginning. Then their flight to Philly was canceled. They rerouted to Chicago and waited 5 hours for their connection, only to learn it was canceled. They were told it would be days before they'd take off.
Now we are going to rent a car and try to drive at least as far as we can and see where we end up.
The drive could be 15 hours if the roads reopen, and it may be a grueling ride, as Eric Van Leuven and Kenny Javakula can tell you. They were in New York when their flight home to L.A. was canceled, so they rented a car, escaping just half hour before the bridges closed, and set out on a white-knuckle 16-hour drive to Chicago.
It was pretty much pitch black. We're on a two-lane road. We didn't really have any other cars on the road. It was pouring rain. And there were times where, like, you know, the winds were gusting and it's a tall car, so it's shaking around. Everyone's kind of, like, on edge. You know, hopefully we're not going to crash or anything.
Yeah, it's been stressful. That's all I can say.
Unfortunately, however, there was simply no other way. At Union Station in Washington, D.C., the PA system broadcast messages about unattended bags, but unfortunately, no boarding calls.
I was hopeful that hopefully there would still be at least some operation going southbound, but yeah, unfortunately it was canceled. Yeah.
Bad enough that Arturo Pua came Friday from Charleston, South Carolina to D.C. to renew his passport, only to find the government office closed, but then trying to catch his train back home yesterday, he found himself stranded.
I don't have anywhere to go to. I mean, it's too pricey staying in a hotel, so I'll probably just stick it out here.
Pua sat on the train station floor emailing his boss why he wouldn't be in. Kelly Glynn and Matt Janisak had even more explaining to do. They got stuck in Chicago returning from a wedding in Texas with little chance they'll get home to Maine tomorrow, where they're supposed to close on a new house and move in.
Everybody knows we've been making every logistics phone call. You can, the moving company, the title companies, our mortgage broker, everybody knows. It is what it is. There's nothing we can do.
You can't get angry. I mean,
you can't watch that happen.
And crying and that kind of stuff.
Lutheran pastor Al Vomhoff was similarly zen about the inconvenience, even 700 miles and probably 48 hours away from his home in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I think that God is trying to get our attention. You know, as far advanced as we are as a people, there are things that we cannot control.
Vomhoff says he'll be making good use of the time, working on his laptop, knowing when he does get back to Pennsylvania, as he puts it, there'll be a lot of work to do. Tovia Smith, NPR News.